This is Dr. Zawe dictating a consultation on Nathan Click, N-A-T-H-A-N, Nathan, last name Click, K-L-I-C-K, date of birth is July 28, 1983, patient seen for Dr. Huck, H-A-Q, new paragraph. Dear Dr. Huck, thank you for this referral. Nathan has been known to me from before. He is a 34-year-old male who comes for evaluation today. Last time I saw him was in 2016-17, again for similar problem of polycythemia. New paragraph. He does not smoke, drink, and denies any drug allergies. A new paragraph. History of present illness. Patient has been taking testosterone shots for hypogonadism for last several years. In 2012, he was found to have low testosterone. He had symptoms of fatigue and muscle wasting. At that time, he was started on testosterone replacement therapy with intramuscular shots. Patient has been taking this for this many years. When I saw him 2016-17, he required phlebotomy for elevated hemoglobin and hematocrit. New paragraph. Recently, a patient had a hemoglobin of 17.3, hematocrit of 52.6 in January of this year, and that's the reason for his coming here. New paragraph. Past medical history, history of hypothyroidism. He is taking levothyroxine 112 microgram daily. He is taking 75 milligram of testosterone, a sub-Q prep, once weekly. New paragraph. Physical exam. He is 34 years old, 5 feet 7 inch tall, weighing 243, blood pressure 120 or 70, ICNT unremarkable, lymph node negative in the neck, chest symmetrical, lungs clear, heart regular, abdomen soft, pulse active, extremities no edema. New paragraph. Diagnosis. Diagnosis 1, polycythemia. Diagnosis 2, hypothyroidism. Diagnosis 3, history of obstructive sleep apnea in the past. New paragraph. Recommendations. I had advised the patient to cut down on testosterone shots, maybe take 50, alternating with 75 milligram sub-Q, and see how his hemoglobin hematocrit does. I also have advised him to donate blood. However, he thinks that he would not do that. Instead, he may do phlebotomies here in the office. But I guess to avoid that, I have asked him to cut down on testosterone frequency and amount. New paragraph. Thank you. This is continued. Also, I have advised him to take one baby aspirin, 81 milligram daily, and have CBC done at least once a month. Follow-up is set in 6 months. Thank you. This is a consultation on Nathan Click.